Fancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Fancast.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva Las Vegas!
Welcome to Tancast!
Motherfuckers!
Live from Las Vegas, it's Tancast, bitches!
One of us is already drunk.
I'm not in Las Vegas, and I'm only 90% sure I'm live.
Andy, killing the joy!
That's how he does it, yo. That's how he's got to do.
Tim, drunk off his ass.
Will you put your shirt over your head and do any Mick Jagger impression?
I do a Mick Jagger impression with my shirt over my head?
I thought you stuck your lips out and you, like, put your shirt over your head. I got a picture of it.
Isn't that Bree who does the Mick Jagger impression?
I think you did one last time when you were drunk. Let me see if I can find a picture of this.
I'm Tim, the drunk off his ass in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I'm just the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I'm not drunk.
Well, glad we got that all sorted out.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fun one.
Your mom's going to be a fun one.
Tim's on shitty Wi-Fi. Tim's brain is on shitty Wi-Fi.
Tim's life is on shitty Wi-Fi. I don't know what that means.
Noah's just shitty.
I don't know what any of you mean about anything.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Let's come here, little picture.
Did I blow your mind with deepness?
Okay, you're making a funny face. Oh, come on.
I'm sorry for making a funny face. It apparently upsets you greatly.
No. My thing wasn't working right.
Your penis?
You can make a funny face all you want. Make a funny face.
I was just making a funny face. You can't tell.
And but you're making a funny voice, though. So.
Yeah, I try to put a little vocal spin on it. So you'd be like, hey, I bet that voice goes with a face. And it is funny.
Did you mack on any of the hot ladies?
Sort of. I was a wingman.
Oh, do you know people there? Like,
yeah, a comedian friend of mine named Richard Kiss moved to Las Vegas not too long ago, so we were hanging out on the strip last night. Went to karaoke. Karaoke is much better drunk.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I often did it that way.
As with most things.
That's what Richard said. But I'm like, I can stand to listen to this shitty singing right now because it doesn't particularly bother me.
Because I'm drunk.
I used your line, take me drunk, I'm home.
Did it work?
Did it work? Well, I got a laugh. That's all I was trying to work.
No, did you just seriously ask Tim if take me drunk, I'm home worked getting him to get a girl to take him home?
Yeah. You got a problem with that?
Yes! I have so many problems with that. First of all, if he did, we shouldn't be talking about it on Tancast. Second of all, he shouldn't.
Hey, do you really think I would have worked?
I don't know. Tim's awfully cute.
I'm a pimp.
Okay,
yeah.
So you didn't have your shirt over your head. You had your shirt over in that like kind of like gay way over your back. And then you're sticking your lips out.
Are you going to send us this picture?
I can. Here we go.
Because the listeners want to see me drunk with my shirt in a gay way. From some previous drunken adventure. Bill and Ted's Drunken Adventure.
Woo! Woo! Tim is sexy! Oh my god! Oh my god! And that McDonald's bag crumpled up on the bed beside you?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Looks like you just fucked that McDonald's bag and left it there crying.
He did.
The reddish eyes are a nice touch too.
This was the my bachelor party in here in Vegas, and I was doing an impression of what the fuck was the guy? He was on Knight Rider and Baywatch, David Hasselhoff, and he was all drunk with the shirt off, eating a burger.
Yeah.
There's a video of it somewhere.
Yeah, so you did
that. No one will ever see.
Oh, video of you doing that?
What are you on about, Andy?
I said, is the video of you or video of Hasselhoff?
There's a video of Hasselhoff, and there's a video of me imitating Hasselhoff, and then there's also apparently this still picture of me drinking water, trying not to vomit the next morning.
Well, that was that night when you were drunk.
Fucking sexy. Yeah, right. You drink water so that the next day you're not feeling shitty.
Yeah.
Which I did last night as well.
And this is now my wallpaper.
Really? Really,
yes.
Dude? Really?
No, I think my Mac would melt if I made that my wallpaper.
I think you should do it, dude.
Let's do some tan laughs.
Oh, anything to clear the brain out of that. Oh, man.
Yeah, whatever, you love it.
All right, so tan laughs?
Tan laughs!
We've got tan laughs just for you. About dead babies, or maybe some who could be racist. Sexist too, cause it's tan laughs, yes, tan laughs, oh, tan laughs, and that's what we do.
Here's one from Murray that he sent in quite a while ago, but now I'm getting to it, so that's how that works. Dan woke up on his birthday and went straight to his best friend Doug's place. He came home feeling pretty dejected, and his wife asked why. Doug hadn't remembered, he said. His wife stared at him blankly. Do you know what today is? He asked his wife. Another blank stare. Steer, not, no, there was no cattle. There was no blank steer. Jesus Christ. Drunk reading is not my forte. Another blank stare told him that his wife had forgotten too. It's my birthday, he said. I can't believe you forgot too. Oh, sweetie, she said, I'm so sorry. What can I do to make it up to you? Look, there are only three things that you can do for me to save this from being my worst birthday ever. Come fishing with me, give me anal, or give me a blowjob. The wife doesn't think much of either of the first two ideas, so she gets down on her knees and starts to lick away. Ah, says the wife, your dick tastes like shit. Yeah, turns out Doug won't go fishing with me either.
Oh, zing-a-ding-ding.
How do you feel dejected after coming home from giving your friend a good anal rogering?
I don't know.
You're doing it wrong. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. If you don't come home with a spring in your step. Man, that dude gave you his black cherry. Come on. It's special. It's a bond you two will share forever.
By the way, what does Paris Hilton call a mushroom with an 8-inch stock?
Cock.
A fun guy to be with.
All right.
That was also part of Murray's joke. Set. He sent me a set.
Uh-huh. A little set. A little mini set.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a joke.
Joke it up and joke it out.
This one comes from Mike. A little girl goes to the barber with her dad and stands next to the chair eating a cupcake while her dad gets his hair cut. The barber smiles at her and says, you're going to get hair on your muffin. She says, I know. I'm going to get tits too, you dirty old bastard.
Yeah.
My browser's being slow, so I'm trying to look up a joke.
Get a faster browser.
Noah's browser's being slow. He is a ho-a-mo. He likes it in the butt. He is a booty slut.
A ho-a-mo?
Ho-a-mo.
A ho-a-mo?
Yeah, you're the one who's a ho-a-mo. I don't know why you're judging me. Just calling you out.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. Ho-a-mo.
What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, don't act like you're all befuddled.
You're making up words.
Befuddled is a word.
No. Yes, made up word. No one ever uses it.
Last week I put a unnecessary comma in between the two people who did tan laughs. I apologize, listeners who are grammar Nazis. But really...
Fucking piece of
fuck
shit.
Fuck you. Fuck you and your Grammy not...
Oh my god, I was reading Dig, and somebody said that they would have done something. W-O-U-L-D, space, O-F, done something.
That's how you say it.
Oh, Noah. Noah, I'm going to send you another picture of my penis if you keep that up.
Sweet.
I don't have to look at it.
I'll trick you into looking at it.
I'll just never click on anything you send me again.
I will name the picture Huge Tits, and you will be unable to not open it.
No, I'll be like, I wonder if this is the trick.
It'll be your kryptonite. Your brain will shut down, and your mouse hand will reach for the clicky button.
There was a girl last night with huge tits. They've been all over Vegas, just tits everywhere. Just women with their tits just hanging out.
That's awesome.
It is. It is kind of awesome. Noah, did you ever get that tan laugh going, or what are you doing?
I was just letting you finish your story.
Oh, I'm saving it. That's more than a slight interjection in between tan laughs. That's a whole tit story unto itself.
Okay. A city slicker shoots a duck out in the country. As he's retrieving it, a farmer walks up and stops him, claiming that since the duck is on his farm, it technically belongs to him. After minutes of arguing, the farmer proposes they settle the matter country style. What's country style? Asked the city boy. Out here in the country, the farmer says, when two fellers have a dispute, one feller kicks the other one in the balls as hard as he can. Then that feller, why, he kicks the first one in as hard as he can. And so forth. Last man standing wins the dispute. Warily, the city boy agrees and prepares himself. The farmer hauls off and kicks in the groin with all his might. The city boy falls to the ground in the most intense pain he's ever felt, crying like a baby and rolling around on the ground. Finally, he staggers to his feet and says, all right, now it's my turn. The farmer grins, forget it, you win, keep the duck.
That is like a written-out version of the Rochambeau joke from South Park.
Yep, well, they probably got it from somewhere else.
Yep. I'm sure. They may have gotten it from this joke.
They may
have. South Park, you fucking hacks. Simpsons did it.
Two times. They hacked it up.
Giggity-ga, giggity-ga, giggity-ga,
giggity-ga. So you want to tell us about those big titties?
I'm in favor of them.
We're all in favor of them.
Last night when we were... okay, so... Did we say this on the podcast that I was at karaoke last night and it was drunk and it was better when it was drunk?
We said it. I'm not sure if it was part of the main... I don't think it was. I don't think we had synced up and everything yet and introduced ourselves.
Well, now I am telling you, listeners, I went to karaoke with a friend of mine named Richard Kiss, who's a comedian and who lives here in L.A. No, this isn't L.A. This is LV. Las Vegas.
Liv.
Right.
And afterwards, it was like, I'm chatty when I'm drunk. Just random strangers. Something about Vegas and being drunk just means, like, it's talk to everybody day.
You don't normally chat?
And no. Fuck. I don't like people.
I thought you were chatty when you went to karaoke and would sing it up.
I was trying to get laid. That's a great thing about, you know, being married and drunk and around all the... I'm like, there's nothing at stake. Even if everything goes right or wrong, I am not getting laid tonight. So you can go fuck yourself. I will just say whatever's on my mind.
You have a hairy lip, lady.
For instance, this lady had spilled something on one of her boobs, and I was like, hey, listen, I'm not, you know, staring, but you've spilled something on your boob.
Nice. I'm sure she appreciated that.
She did, actually.
Who doesn't like, you know, people looking out for the boobs?
But then her friend was like, well, look at the way that her tits are all on display. And she goes, yeah, I wouldn't have them out if I didn't want you to look at them. I was like, well, you don't want me to look at them.
Excuse me.
Where did you sing the karaoke at?
At the Imperial Palace, which is right next to Harrah's, across the street from the Mirage.
Was it off the chain?
It was all right. I did Billie Jean. People were impressed. I was surprised. I almost, a couple times doing the spins, I almost fell over because I was three drinks in by that point.
You're spinning.
And it doesn't take much.
Tim's spinning, nigga. He's spinning.
Yes.
Were you good wingman? Did your friend get the hookup?
He got this girl's number. I don't know if she's necessarily his type when the sun comes up. So I'm not sure.
Huh? You say that's his type when the sun comes up?
Yeah.
Is she not an attractive woman?
Oh, she was attractive. She had a nice ass. That was the friend of the girl with the who spilled shit on her boobs. So I was distracting boob lady.
Well, there you go.
There you go, indeed, sir.
Robert Goulet. That reminds me of when you and I were in Hawaii, and I was your wingman.
Sorry, sir.
I had to peel off the ugly chicks.
Far more enjoyable.
What was that?
My wingman activities last night were far more enjoyable.
That's good. Yeah,
at least, you know.
I had to peel off the ugly one so you could take a swing at the hot one.
And that never panned out.
Peeled off like not. A scab.
But I think the ugly one dug me, which was very sad for me. It's like, no, I don't want to give you my number.
Yeah, you do. You love it.
No.
Giggity. So I'm performing at the Riviera all week. Well, tonight's the last two shows.
All right.
And right next door to the comedy show, like, we share a bar. Like, because you can't, like, they don't have drink service in the actual showroom. You have to walk out to the bar to get drinks. And both places share the bar. The other one is the Crazy Girls Topless Review. Unfortunately, right. We do not share a dressing room.
You're like, I'll review those for you. The milk's gone sour.
The milk's gone bad, Murphy.
I wish I had two extra hands. I could give them titties four thumbs down.
I'm going to throw this out there. The crazy girls, I don't think they're crazy. I think they could stand trial if they needed to.
You don't think they would get off off a technicality or anything?
I do not.
Fair enough.
Oh, I have drunken hiccups. That'll be awesome.
Yep. So do you get to pop into the Crazy Girls topless review?
I do, and that's why I've decided they're not that crazy. They're naked, they're topless, and that's nice.
All right.
But a whole lot of way much more lip-syncing and less gyrating than I would want. And also there's this random dude who does jokes in the middle of it. I'm like, motherfuck, who cares about you?
You know what? Let me be you.
I don't even want that job. I don't want to be the guy telling jokes and doing magic tricks in the middle of naked women.
You sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure about that.
I don't know. Would have a solid 30-second act. He'd walk up there, hey, everybody, ha, I'm funny, tits, good night.
I must put in some titties.
If I did everything as best as I can, I would not be as good as these titties.
Give it up for the titties. Da, 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 get it up for the titties.
Da 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 da. The tits are right.
Yes, tits are right.
They lip sync like these dance numbers, basically, which I find weird. I don't know why. Like, it's weird to see like choreographed dance numbers while you're naked or topless.
You know, yeah, I think everyone could benefit. I mean, everything could benefit from titties. You know,
like I thought you were gonna say choreography.
I'm making your burger for you at McDonald's. If you would do that with your titties hanging out, that would be so much better.
I wonder if there is a topless McDonald's somewhere.
How about IRS audits? You know, IRS shows up at your house like, hey, we're gonna have to review your taxes. Fuck. And here are some titties to look at. Well, there's that.
I don't know if they're needed, but, you know, they're appreciated.
Some lonely guys might just start fucking up their taxes on purpose.
So I was wondering...
not me, because I got limits to how much I want to deal with the fucking IRS.
How does... Like, does IRS only catch, like, big people for evading their taxes? Like, if... Because, what was I listening to? I was listening to Super Freakonomics, which... I don't know if either of you heard of the
book. Hey, we just lost him.
Hello? Hello? Son of a bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
He's gone.
Did he pop
just
out?
As I go to add him back, he disappears.
Oh, weird. He still shows up online.
Yeah.
Skype, can you get your act together?
Yeah. It's the hotel. You know what's awesome is Tim is paying for that internet access that just fucking dumped him and that has been making his feed all droppy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
What the fuck? Did all of Skype go down? What the fuck are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Oh, there's Tim.
Had some trouble, Tim? Have some trouble now, Tim?
Oh, Tim. Tim, we can't hear you.
Fucking piece of shit!
You know, we can probably just stop recording. I think we're going to do that.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Well, we probably should save.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
All right, folks, in case you're wondering what happened, the hotel internet crashed, and then it froze my whole computer, so I had to restart my computer. Once I did restart my computer, I couldn't record anymore, so I had to restart my computer, and then about a half hour had passed in between what you just heard and what you're just about to hear. So, sorry for the technical difficulties. Back to the show. Welcome back to What the Fuck Cast.
What the fuck? Seriously, what the fuck? What the fuck?
This show puts the fuck in what the fuck. So, that's not even a Tim mic fail. That's just a Tim complete system fail.
System fail.
Because, like, the...
Sorry.
What?
Pro tip. If you're trying to go to Redfin to look at housing... Don't accidentally type in Red Tube. It's a completely different site.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, maybe kind of what you're looking for, depending.
Maybe you want horny houses.
Yeah, you know, like we were talking about, one of them is suburban dad porn, and the other one is just porn.
If you have two monitors, you should open up Red Tube on one and Redfin on the other. Then you have a mashup of porn and houses.
I don't, but I do have a big-ass 24-inch widescreen monitor, so I could fit Redfin and Red Tube next to each other.
Hot.
Yeah. Like, one delicious
all open
nuts.
Floor plans. All big fake titties. All acreage.
Aching for acreage.
You guys couldn't see it, but I was actually pantomiming masturbation while I was saying that.
I figured as much.
Yep.
Well, that's good, Andy. Visual jokes on a podcast, as Doug Benson would say.
Yep.
I talk with my hands, among other things.
You talk with your
kitty cow. I talk with your mama's titties. What?
Oh, Tim, you're so simple.
Simple like your mama's titties.
This mommy's aren't simple. These mama's titties aren't simple.
Pop them in your mouth. Enjoy your day.
Well, that's just lovely.
So where were we before the train went off the tracks?
Fuck, I forgot. I was going to tell a story about something.
Well, you literally were in the middle of asking me a question, and I was like, you're like, so I was going to ask, and then...
Oh, right, right. This is more a question for Andy, probably, but you might know. It was about taxes. I was listening to the book Super Freakonomics, and they were talking about this hooker, high-priced hooker, that she made a lot of money doing it, and I was wondering, I'm like, well, how much does IRS monitor? Like, do they monitor, like assets that you have? Like, if you own a car, if you buy cash for it, do they know that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
How would they know that?
I don't know. That they would get smarter, you know, like connecting a bunch of different government agencies, you know, so like if the title of some piece of property, like a car or a house or whatever, changed hands, then they'd know.
Well, because they catch big people, so I was just wondering, do they only catch big people because they're more in the public eye and they can easily see what their assets are? Or do they, you know, can they monitor little people too?
I don't know.
Because I imagine she wasn't paying taxes on that shit.
Yeah.
Was she a hooker here in Nevada? Because maybe she was.
Yeah, could be.
It didn't sound like it, but it didn't specify. You know, it might have. I don't remember. I don't have the details of that. I'm sorry.
Oh, Noah.
But it didn't sound like it was on the up and up.
No, that does not sound like the up and up.
But I was just wondering in general, like, you know, if people evade taxes. Like, if I go, hey, you know, I'm not going to pay taxes. Or, no, if I don't claim money that I made. Like, they know if you don't pay your taxes. Like, hey, yeah, we were supposed to get money from that guy. We did not.
You're like, hey, dude, what the fuck? You owe us.
What the fuck?
Although, I read once, or I heard once, that they know exactly how much taxes you owe or how much they owe you.
Yeah, well, like, because your employer, if you're not, like, self-employed or whatever, they have to report all that stuff as well.
But I guess they don't know what you may claim.
Yeah. Man, I'm trying to remember what comedian my wife and I were just watching who kind of went on a rant about that. It's like, every year they just tell you, hey, guess what you get to do? Complex math. No, 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 we have all these numbers, but we're not going to do it. Fucking you do it. And if you get the math problem wrong, you get audited.
Oh, taxes were rough this year.
Yeah.
Just like, what do we need to include? What the fuck is this? But we got it done. Yay.
Did Obama fuck you?
I think we fucked ourselves. I mean, no. Obama helped us, I should say. Like, yeah. if it weren't for the tax stimulus, we would have actually owed overall. Now we just owed state, and we're getting money back from federal. Not as much as we hope, but, you know, whatever. It's just money we would have paid at some point. Now we're just paying it all now.
Yeah. I owed on both, but I certainly would have owed a lot more on the federal without the middle-class tax cuts last year.
Aha.
Because, you know, like, the me switching jobs and being unemployed for a while and my wife losing her job and becoming a stay-at-home mom and then my dad dying and...
I don't understand how your dad dying affects your taxes.
Because
did he leave you a bunch of stuff?
Yeah, and it was like what he did leave us was, like, all pre-tax stuff. So what we took out, like, there's still some stuff that we're going to have to take out a little bit every year for, like, the next 4 years. And I say a little bit, you know, so that we don't, like, fuck ourselves on the taxes every year. But, yeah, it was like the stuff that we inherited we had to pay taxes on.
The death tax.
No, actually, it wasn't death taxes. It's just, like, it was from my dad's IRA accounts and from his 401ks.
You have to pay taxes on those now?
Yeah.
You can't just let them sit where they are?
Well, there was one set that I was able to roll over into my own IRA. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Andy's Finances Cast.
It's exciting. Sit down. Have a snack.
But yeah, like there were some of the other ones where it's like we've got a certain number of years to withdraw all the money, but it's taxable every time we do.
Oh.
Make a withdrawal.
Interesting.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yep.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's out of there. I saw a movie. It was called...
That's exciting.
Kick-Ass.
Did you use your eyes?
I did use my eyes or my ojos in Spanish.
Oh.
But yeah, so
hey, you can repeat it because Andy talked over the title.
Kick-Ass.
Oh, no. I just thought that was Noah.
Shut the fuck up, Andy.
Being excited about seeing a movie. I saw a movie. Kick-Ass.
No. It was called Kick-Ass. And it was decent.
Okay. Tim, look my nuts.
Nope.
The star of that movie, though, I think was Hit Girl. She was awesome.
I keep reading that.
The other dude, you could take him or leave him. I don't think he felt. I don't feel he had a lot to the movie.
Now, you said you've read the comic book, right? That's based off
of? I skimmed it, and I know about it. I know the basic overall story arc.
And how did you feel this compared? Although, I was expecting more of an in-depth comparison, but, like, I skimmed it. this seemed very similar to the thing I barely read.
No, I mean, I know enough about it that they did change a lot. Like, it ends on much more of a downer than...
Wait, it?
The comic book. The comic book ends on much more of a downer than the movie does. Which is not, I mean, I think you probably could have figured that out. Like, you're like, yeah, that was kind of depressing. I didn't want to say that.
Oh, kind of like I Am Legend?
Yeah, I mean, yes. And did you know there's an alternate ending to I Am Legend that ends differently?
That ends the way the book did?
Oh,
It ends the way that it's supposed to?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I watched it. It was good. But, I mean, I don't want to spoil too much about Kick-Ass, but they changed a few things, like they changed the reason why Hit Girl and her dad are doing what they do, and from the movie to the comic book. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, there's a few kind of major plot points to the change, but I, as far as finer details, I don't know. I haven't read it yet. I've been meaning to, but I haven't got around to it.
Fail.
I'll read it right now. You want to wait on about 20 minutes, 30 minutes? I'll knock it out.
I got nothing else going on.
Wait. Why don't you just wait till my internet fails again, then you'll have that time.
You can read it to me. It'll be the Tancast story hour.
And then he stabbed him in the neck.
Did the blood gush, Papa?
Big Daddy?
God damn it. That would have been a lot funnier if I didn't fuck up the actual pronunciation of words.
Words.
Let's not hit the gas. Like, a lot funnier. Would have been tolerable.
Oh,
thank you, Tim.
Hateful.
Thank you for keeping my own expectations of myself down.
And I think they may have added a black character.
Like Webster.
Every movie needs a black character.
Holy shit. I think I was reading that on Cracked, but like... The fact that Webster was supposed to be the sitcom about a husband and wife, and like the network demanded that they add a cute little black kid, and then like demanded that the black kid be like the focus, and then demanded that the show be renamed after the little black kid.
That was on Cracked. I remember reading that.
Seemed to work out well for him, right?
Well, except that they were no longer the focus of the show.
I don't know how good his show would have been if it was just those two old people. I don't think I would have watched it.
It could have been very compelling, dude. It just wouldn't have been Webster. It would have been the show they had intended. The show that they had greenlit.
I think it sucked. That's why they changed it.
All right.
Now they have a little black kid. He's cute.
It's the George and Mam show.
He's so cute and small, you can put him in your pocket. I remember when he found that secret compartment once.
Okay.
That was a great story, Noah.
I'm glad you remember that, Tim.
I thought you guys would have chimed in. Like, oh, I remember that, or I don't recall that.
Nope. I barely watched Webster.
I don't recall that. What do you want me to say?
All right. Well, there you go.
Nailed it.
He found it. He got scared. Ooh. Turned out okay.
That seems very compelling.
It was compelling. Compelling television. What was Tim going to say?
I don't remember. Fucking blibbity blathered about your stupid shit story that went nowhere.
Oh, it went so many places. So many places.
All of them named nowhere.
All of them named awesomeware.
So guess who I saw in Vegas?
Your mom?
Never mind, you're not going to guess. And this is kind of inside, so we'll have to explain it. But Miguel from the Doubletree was doing karaoke here at the Riviera.
Really?
Yes. Apparently, he lives in Vegas now.
All right.
For the listeners, we used to do karaoke at the Doubletree Hotel, and the guy hosting it was named DJ Miguel, and he moved to Vegas, and we randomly were playing at the same place at the same night without knowing.
That blows my fucking mind. That's all.
I'm shocked and amazed.
I'm Tim.
That is so fucking random. That's like Noah random.
Shock and awe.
Like Noah just goes places and there's people that he knows.
But fuck that, yes. Including Vegas, I remember when we went here. He randomly recognized somebody.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
I remember that.
It's like, oh, hey, Joe. Noah. You know, we went to elementary school together. And you fucking remember him?
You can't forget Noah. No. He's unforgettable.
Like, I'm a special guy.
Like Nat King Cole.
Exactly like Nat King Cole.
Man, you haven't seen him in a very long time. Miguel.
I think I was still working for the station last time I saw him.
And he's still doing karaoke. It's working out well for him.
Well, he also does DJing. Like, karaoke is more of a side thing. So he's like he does DJing here in Vegas and then, like, all over. Like, and he's in demand, baby.
All right.
Getting it done.
He's doing it.
Always has a hot chick with him every time I see him. I'm like, way to go, Miguel. Getting it done.
Yep.
Like a hot chick that he's dating, or just a hot chick to be eye candy for the karaoke?
That he works with, probably, but still.
Okay. Who the fuck cares?
I don't know that he's arm candy. I don't know that he's not dating them. So in my mind, he is.
Yeah, in Tim's mind, Miguel is all up in that ass,
tearing it up. Oh, and someone else who happened to stop by, Bob, one of our listeners, happened to be in town in Vegas, walked 45 minutes from his hotel to this hotel to come see my show last night.
Woof.
Did you say 45 or 25?
45.
Well, yeah, that's a good walk.
And then missed my performance in the first show, so stuck around and watched the second show. Bob is better than every single one of you other listeners. How you like that, other listeners?
Dude, I think Bob's better than me.
Well, he's certainly better than Noah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, that goes without saying.
Did you say fair enough? Fair enough.
I don't even walk across the street to see your show, motherfucker.
Why would you?
I'm like, he's right over there. You can see him from here. Fuck it.
I was like, that's far. I got to go walk 3.6 miles for some other reason.
To be fit. I can't walk.
I was going to put some sort of like Vegas keeper tweet about like how I just walked all the way up and down the strip. Oh, okay. So here's something about Tim. He's cheap. And we may have mentioned this last week. Yeah, I think we did. About my Dick's Last Resort cup, which has the, they have those oversized cups you can put daiquiris in here in Vegas. Well, then they put the daiquiris in for you. They don't make you make your own or anything. But then if you keep the cup, then you get a refill. It's cheaper. So I had one from, 2-3 years ago when my wife and I were in Vegas. I brought it here. I walked all the way from the Riviera all the way to the Excalibur, which is where Dick's Last Resort is. And when I got there, they were closed.
I thought they never closed, though. They always seemed open when we were there.
They were closed. I'll tell you that right now.
That's funny.
Like, did you ever see them open?
What do you mean?
Like, were they closed forever, or were they just closed when you happened to go by there?
Well, I haven't been back by then since, because it's quite far away.
Fair enough.
Tim's going to call ahead next time.
Nah, he didn't like to use the phone.
Nah, I don't. I went to the Imperial Palace where they had the same kind of drink setup, so I just got a new glass and then drank one and then refilled it.
Take that, Dicks.
Those drinks.
Now I'm prepared on both sides of the strip.
Those drinks were delicious.
Yes, yes. Especially after you've had two screwdrivers and you're a lightweight like me. Especially because the guy goes, like, the second time I got a second screwdriver, he's like, I'm gonna make it a little heavier since it's Saturday night. I was like, oh, shit. And I had to choke it down because it was just like, oh, it's like drinking hairspray with orange juice in it.
That's funny. Most people would be like, thank you, bartender, for making my drink stronger. Tim's like, Jesus Christ, you just fucked it up, dude. Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. I just want to drink some orange juice that might actually get me a little buzzy. I don't want to drink fucking pure Florida Aquanet.
Fresh squeezed by the Mexicans.
Freshly squeezed feces. Did I ever tell that story? The sidetrack about how a friend of mine in high school, he went in to take a shit and then came out and goes, dinner is served. And his friend goes, freshly squeezed feces.
I think you have. Well, you told us. I don't know if you told on Tancast.
It amuses me. I say it every so often, especially coming out of the crapper.
Who? Can you tell me who said it and just edited it out?
Oh, Tyler and Jeff.
Yes.
Do you remember them?
Yep, I remember them.
I'll leave that in there. Okay, they're not listening. I didn't use any last names. Fuck them.
Yeah, that's right. Tyler and Jeff.
Sitting in a tree.
I always wondered about Tyler and Jeff. No, I didn't. That's a lie.
I think I saw Jeff on Facebook, and he's doing it. Getting it done. Getting it done.
He's doing it. Then it's did. I'm gonna miss our high school reunion this year.
Are you sad?
What day is that?
I do not know.
Damn you, Noah. Wait, Andy.
I'm like, what the fuck I was doing with this?
Yeah, Noah, the one you didn't go to high school
with. Noah's like, hey, leave me the fuck out of this. I don't have time for your bullshit, Bab. I have a blister on my toe from walking.
Mm.
You try to do some jogging?
No.
Around the strip?
Nope.
We.
I have no illusions that I... What?
It is Saturday, June 12th.
Oh, I will not be going to our high school reunion either.
All right.
What are
I'm
you
going
be doing?
To a wedding for the second time. I'll edit that together so that Noah hears my answer after he asks the question.
That's excellent.
Instead of at the same time.
I still didn't hear the answer.
I'm going to a wedding for the second time.
Gotcha.
Now, you're going to have to explain that. Is it?
By that, I don't mean I'm telling you for the second time. I mean, I went to the wedding back in January, and now I'm going to the wedding again in June.
Did they fuck it up the first time?
No, they had a middle-of-the-country wedding, and then they're having a West Coast wedding as well.
Why the hell do you have to go to both?
Because I'm married to one of the bridesmaids?
All right, fair enough.
That'd do it.
Bridesmaids, yes. I think that's... Hey, speaking of married to, my wife... My wife commented on my Facebook status. I said I was hanging out by the pool. Sorry, ladies. You can look, but you can't touch. All this man meat is taken. And my wife said, yay, all that touching is for me. My wife is awesome. And, and Jeff commented, he goes, when I said all that man meat is, I said all the man meat is spoken for. Jeff goes, yeah, it's for Noah only. And then Danelle goes, watch yourself, Jeff. I know where you live.
I can come kill you in your sleep.
That's very funny because I made a very similar claim via Twitter.
Yep, he said, not for me.
Yes, I said that the man meat was not for Noah, that it was all mine.
Oh, throwing it down.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting over the man meat.
Mine. All that touching is for me.
Precious.
Your wife is very funny.
That's what I say.
My precious.
Precious. Precious ones to fuck the little children.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Hey, now.
Too soon?
No. No. It's always time for...
Fucking little children?
Gollum the pedophile.
Gollum the pedophile.
That'd be more awesome.
Coming this fall to the CW. Oh. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Something happened.
Okay.
You have a show on the CW?
So, I went to where the Star Trek Experience used to be, because if only I had this booking, like, a couple years ago, because, like, I am spitting distance from the Hilton. Like, I can just walk over, like, I could just go back and forth constantly. I could be like, Star Trek, and then back to the room. Star Trek, back to the room. But now I can just go, where Star Trek used to be, back to the room. And to add insult to injury, when I was wandering down on the other side of the strip, there is a CSI The Experience at the MGM Grand.
Did you go check it out?
That was closed when I was there because it was the same time I went to go to the Excalibur, so everything was pretty closed. But I was like, what the fuck kind of experience is that? It's not like you could be on a motion simulator ride. Like, hey, we're in the lab. Just sitting still.
They just tilt you suddenly to one side, and that's what it was like when Warwick got shot in the neck.
Who gives a shit? Who?
Ah, I totally forgot Warwick was on that show.
And then the ride just suddenly settles all the way down on the bottom, and it says, and this is what it's like once Grissom left the show.
That's funny. They don't have Warwick on the poster, but they do have Grissom, and they do not have Lawrence Fishburne.
That is kind of funny.
Oh, Lawrence.
That was a narrow window.
But you can tell that they probably were originally planning to have Warwick on the poster because they have the guy who plays Hodges on the poster, and it looks like it's just so randomly like stuck in. And like even the dude's look on his face is like, why the fuck am I on this poster?
Did you take a really good look and see if they'd forgotten to Photoshop the color of his hands?
Well, no, it's just their heads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's black hands.
Is he like differently lit than everybody else?
Kinda, yeah, but not so drastically that if you weren't into graphic design, you wouldn't have caught your eye.
Okay.
It wouldn't have caught your eye if you weren't into You know what I'm fucking trying to fucking.
What are you fucking trying to say?
Balls. I can't speak.
So Tim, overall, how would you say your week has gone? Of being in Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Good. I've only spent probably $12 so far, so that's good.
Wow. Total or just on gambling?
Total.
Wow.
Since I left Lost Hills, the last time I spent money before I got here was I got gas and food at Lost Hills gas station, and then since then I've spent maybe $12. A couple times visiting McDonald's, I bought some Febreze, and...
What about your drinks?
That's a fucking lie. I spent $24 more on booze last night.
Okay, I was going to say, you spent $12 on booze? Jesus Christ. That's still a pretty cheap Vegas trip, my friend.
Yeah.
Now he showed the bartender a little bit of his ass cleavage and got all his drinks for free.
Ew.
He showed him his
little bit of fur poking up. Oh, shit, I tweeted about this. When I was walking back from the MGM Grand to the New York, I was like, I was going up the escalator, and there was these two guys. Well, there was several guys, but like it seemed like a fight was about to happen. And the friend yanked the other guy away. He's like, I'm like, oh, that guy was fucking drunk. And then I notice as I'm behind him on the escalator that his pants are kind of sagging. Like, I'm like, man, I can see an inordinate amount of his butt crack. And then his friend is trying to guide him out, and he's like, he slams headfirst into one of the doors, like the glass. He's like, whoop-bam! I'm like, oh, shit. And then he finally opens the door and gets out, and he's like, hi! And he's like trying to talk to people, and people like trying to walk the other way. And then he walks over to the side. There's this over walkway that goes for so that you don't have to wait for a light to cross the Las Vegas Boulevard, the strip. So there's like this overpass that you can walk on. And so he's on that, and then he wanders over to the side of it, and I notice his pants are getting even farther and farther down. I'm like, he's pissing on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Really?
And so his friend was just like, I give up.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, and that just made me laugh because there's so – this already makes me laugh. There's so many women here who walk – like who brought these like wacky heels to wear, and then they walk up and down the strip for more than 2 minutes. They're like, fuck it. And they're done with their heels, so now they're holding them and walking barefoot.
Walking that guy's piss.
I'm like, you just walked in man pee.
That is disgusting.
Either that or someone was driving by and like, oh, is it raining? How strange. I'm sure glad we rented the convertible, Martha.
Oh, Vegas.
Vegas, baby. Vegas! Have either of you ever been to Circus Circus?
No!
They have quite an arcade and a little indoor theme park.
Huh.
Theme is way too strong a word. Amusement park.
Was there carnies?
Yes, actually, they had carnival barkers, but they have like a roller coaster and a water ride and like some 3D movies and like other like little rides that you would see at like a county fair type stuff. But it's all contained in this indoor thing. I'm like, this is actually kind of impressive. You guys don't seem impressed.
Yeah. No, I've seen like the crazy little attention to detail things. Like, you know, I stayed at Paris, Las Vegas, and, you know, you're walking around and like parts of it kind of felt a little bit like you're outdoors, even though you're just inside. You know, like cobblestone streets and shops and whatnot on the sides, kind of like a little promenade. You know, it's sort of like the Vegas version of what Paris is probably actually like. So, you know, sort of a cheap knockoff. But I was telling Tim earlier, I kind of think, like, if Disney were to actually take Vegas, that, you know, they'd just do shit like that so much better than even these big casinos are doing. And these casinos are spending a ton of money and a ton of time and thought and effort and energy on, you know, kind of having impressive shit going on, but still, nobody does it quite like Disney.
Nobody True, does. But I don't think they'd be happy to be associated where guys pee off the balcony.
Probably not. Tim raises good points.
Excellent points. There's no pee involved. Well, I'm sure there's pee involved in Disneyland. It's just coming from the kids.
Yeah. They get scared when they see Goofy.
Yeah, and they have somebody in a Mickey costume with fucking Swiffers on their feet to just dance by and wipe it all up without even bending over.
Lovely.
Because they've thought about it. They're like, they bend over, it calls attention to the pee, but if Mickey dances by, it Swiffers it.
I bet that's exactly it.
Yep. I bet you it is. If not, I bet you once Disney hears about this podcast, they'll be like, genius! And they'll start doing it.
Yeah, Disney's here. If Disney hasn't already heard about this podcast, wait, what? No, Disney hasn't heard about it. They don't give a shit. That's what I'm trying to say. There was a joke.
Yeah, but if we say Disney a couple more
failed.
Times, we're going to trigger their web search and they will find us.
Disney, 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 Disney. I'm not saying Disney song, but I'm saying the word Disney.
That's good because it'll protect us from the inevitable lawsuit.
Disney.
Magic Kingdom.
Well done, sir. Well played.
Nailed it.
And then it was nailed, like Jesus.
All right, now. shall we wrap this show up?
Sure.
I've lost track. Have we gone for long enough?
Yes, we have.
It feels like long enough.
Well, that was because of the huge break in between.
As Noah and I talked about real estate.
As opposed to fake estate.
Yep.
Can't stand the fake estate. It needs to be real. Nope. Real deal Holyfield.
Real than real deal, holy field. Now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. And if it's good enough to give a brother a fuck, yeah.
Look
like
out,
this
white
like
guy
that,
rapping.
Like this, Senna.
Watch out, Tim mumbling.
I'm drunk.
Oh, yeah, good point.
I'm going to use that all day.
Did you just grab my ass? I'm drunk. You shit yourself? I'm drunk.
Why are you staring at my friend's tits?
I'm drunk.
We were walking behind this couple last night, me and Richard, and I was pretending to grab the girl's ass in front of me. I was like, hey, Richard, I'm pretending to grab her ass. And then, like, her boyfriend was standing right next to her. I'm like, if he turns around, I am fucking dead. He is ginormous.
Did he hear you and look?
Nope.
That's good for you.
I'm podcasting, aren't I? I'm not a mound of pulp on the strip somewhere.
Is this a real story, Tim? It's a made-up one.
What's that?
Is this a real story, Tim?
That's a real story.
All right.
It sounds more exciting than it really is. Not like anything actually happened other than me pretending to grab somebody's ass who was unaware of it. Who just happened to have a ginormous rock of a boyfriend standing next to her. I'm like, whew, that could have ended horribly.
Now that would have been a story.
That kind of reminds me of all the different times that you and I were screwing around like that, Tim. Those were good times. Good times.
Good times indeed.
Like the time at Disneyland where I just suddenly got this look on my, pained look on my face. Like, what's the matter? I'm like, I have got the fiercest nut itch. Like, hang on. Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm Crazy Tim. Everyone turns around. Ah, Tim's being wacky. I'm sitting right behind Tim, scratching my
nuts.
Yeah,
I also flapped my my trench coat wide open so that you were standing behind me and could deal with your nut itch. Yep. And no one was paying attention. They're just like, why is Tim being weird?
Tim's being a human screen. Oddly calling attention into my direction and yet completely making it safe for me to scratch my balls in public.
Like a magician.
It was wonderful. It's all misdirection.
Look here, don't look here, don't look here, don't look here. Yeah.
Look over there. Look what I'm doing.
What you didn't know was Andy was scratching his nuts behind me. Go ahead, sniff his finger.
Is this your card? Is it a nut-scratching card?
So to everyone that Tim and I won't see at the reunion for that, what, like 0.5% of you that were present when that happened? That's what was happening. Yeah, I don't know if you remember, but I was scratching my balls.
I don't think any of our choir has RSVP'd in the affirmative. Oh, someone just walked by my door and said something about rubbing their ass.
Nice.
Lovely.
Value.
They didn't say it to me. They were in a group.
For half a moment there, I forgot that you weren't at home, and I thought that someone would probably be your wife. Nope. I forget reality.
Sir.
Is this in Stockton?
That is paper. Yeah, the high school reunion, yes.
Yeah, crazy.
Way to out us, Noah.
Haven't we mentioned you guys were there from,
we're out.
From before?
Yeah. I'm just teasing you.
I hate you.
Well, I hate you, too.
Oh. Right.
I'm glad we could settle that.
Yep, me too.
I'm glad, too.
Yep, we're all glad. And hateful.
Glad, 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 glad.
All right.
Gays and lesbians right. Against defamation.
All right. That's Sandcaster this week. Remember, Tim's drunk.
Sorry, it sucked.
Mediocre at best.
We're shooting for mediocre. Hopefully I can make it mediocre in the edit.
If it goes well above mediocre, I'll cut some good shit out.
No, there's no good shit to cut out. I'll have to paste good shit in to get it above mediocre. Alright, I'm gonna hit stop.
Right, me too.
Thank you for listening to Tancast episode 96. Remember to visit Tancast.com where you'll find the show notes for this and every episode of Tancast, and we always welcome your feedback, so please leave us a comment. You'll also find links to our iTunes feed where you can subscribe, where you can get us every week direct to your iTunes, and be sure to leave us an iTunes review if you have not done so. Vote for us in Podcast Alley, that link's in the show notes as well. Also a link for our Facebook fan page. If you're on Facebook, become a fan, tell a friend, make a Tan fan. And of course the Tancast store, cafepress.com/Tancast. All those links are at Tancast.com. And that's all for this week. We will see you next time.
Tancast.
You gonna go hit up your all-you-can-eat buffet?
Oh, fuck oh. Yes. Well, I'm missing out on that to do this fucking Tancast. So.
Oh, why didn't you go grab some? Can't you go early? Or you just got up?
I could have. Exactly. I'm like, I could have, but like, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna grab all 4 of these hours of sleep instead of going to the buffet.
Oh, but you could have gone to the buffet, gotten your fill of greasy food, puked it up, and then gone back for seconds. Just live life the Roman way, man.
I'm not at Caesar's. I'm at the Riviera.
Oh.
Roman way. That's how I do it.
Thanks, Noah.
Hey, no problem, baby. No problem.
Noah's musical interlude, everyone. Take a drink. That was trying to say take a swig and take a drink, and both of the words collided. They got stuck in the fat on the way out.